Kathy just called you a jerk, Marianne. Come on, Ben. Say hi.
Hi.
This is a Christmas tape, and we're going to send it to Aunt Mem. Want to say hi to John Jeffrey?
Hi, John Jeffrey.
Can't just nod your head. You have to
Hi, John Jeffrey.
Yeah, that was good.
I love you.
I love you, John Jeffrey.
Ben, come here.
Good tape.
Say something.
What are you going to say? Say hi to Katie.
Yeah,
I mean, Chrissy.
Grandpa.
Hi, Chrissy.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Amy.
Hi.
Hi, Jack.
Hi, Aunt Mama.
Hi, Christine.
Bye.
Hi, John. Jeffrey.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Uncle Paul.
What'd Sarah get for Christmas?
Was Santa good?
A letter.
Uncle Gene, want to say anything? He's busy looking at the book.
He's mom.
Well, we've used up. Okay, we're taping up. Okay, we're all going to tell you some jokes. Ginny's first.
No, I am.
Oh, Leonard's first.
Okay.
If two's a company, if three's a prize,
he stole my joke.
What's four and five?
I don't know.
Nine.
Okay, Ginny's turn.
Okay, Benjamin. Who's bigger, Mr. Bigger or Mr. Bigger's baby?
I didn't hear this one.
Mr. Bigger, of course. Wrong. Mr. Bigger's baby.
I don't understand.
He's a little bigger. Wrong.
I didn't understand. Watch your cord.
Katie, tell your joke.
Okay. What's a monkey that sells potato chips?
I don't know.
What's a monkey that sells what?
What's a monkey that sells potato chips?
Potatoes.
What? Potato chips.
What is it?
A chipmunk.
Okay, Kath, it's your turn.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Karch.
Who's that dumb?
I'm going to tell the Three River Stadium joke.
What page is it on?
Tell it, Doris. Tell it a while.
Okay. Why is Three River Stadium irrelevant?
Why?
Because it's beside the point. Okay, here comes Grandma's joke.
Okay, here comes Grandma.
Go ahead.
What does Tarzan sing at Christmas? Jungle bells.
Jungle bells.
Now let's everybody sing.
Merry Christmas.
From Ben.
Is Uncle Gene going to tell a joke?
I don't have any. Give me a joke.
Still looking at the book.
Here,
I like this one. This is Uncle Gene's joke.
All right, here's mine. What is orange and keeps falling off walls? Humpty pumpkin.
Who got Katie got a joke book for Christmas from
Steve?
Who's
he?
I don't know.
Steve's not here. Steve's not here.
But we can talk about him since he's not here.
Hey, Dorothy, I like your apartment better than Steve's.
Do you?
Hey.
Mine's nicer.
No, it isn't.
Sure, it has the woman's touch.
Hey. Hi, Jack. Hi, Chris. Hi, Amy.
How you feeling, Jack?
We hope you get better soon.
God say we love you. Sarah, you can say we love you to Sarah.
Do you want to sing a song?
What you got for Christmas?
Okay.
Tell Sarah what you got for Christmas.
I got
a red.
No, I got
you
a red.
Potatoes?
I got a record player, a dancerella. I got some clothes, a cash register, a joke book. What? Candyland. Woodstock soap. Perfume.
Ben, you want to tell them what you got from Santa?
And I got a tennis stroller. Did I get?
Tough stuff.
What'd you get?
Stuff stroller. Rocket.
Ben? Say, this is Ben.
This is Ben.
What did you get for Christmas, Ben? Tell Aunt Mam and Uncle Jack and Sarah what you got for Christmas. Say it.
You're loud, Dad.
You're loud.
He whispers it.
Say that loud.
The shark.
What else? Puzzled.
Ben, did you get a choo-choo train from Buttercup. Grandma? A choo-choo train from
Buttercup. Grandma? A choo-choo train.
Give everybody a kiss for us. Hope it doesn't get lost in the mail. All those jokes.
Now we have Katie Dilling singing a song. What are you going to sing?
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells.
Easter's on its way.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey!
Very good.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. Over the fields we go. Laughing all the way. Bells on the children.
Ding, 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 ding.
Making
spirits bright. Oh, what fun it is to ride and sing the sleighing song tonight.
Hey! Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey!
A day or two ago.
I don't know that
don't
verse.
Laugh, George. Sing it. You have a good voice.
I don't know that verse. I thought I'd take a ride.
Well, Grandma, why don't you tell them what you got from Christmas?
Yeah.
I forget.
Two of each.
Yeah.
Thank you for the jelly and candy.
Yeah.
She doesn't have it on, do you?
What?
Yeah.
I already told her thank you last night.
Well, tell her what you got.
Hi.
Duplicates of everything.
I got three tablecloths and a chandelier for the dining room from Leonard and Ginny. And I got a nightgown. And I got napkin rings from Steve. And Laura sent me napkin rings. And I got two cutting boards.
Mom.
One like the kind you have, ma'am, and another kind. And I got gloves from Laura, and jelly from you, candy from you, and a necklace from you.
TV, they're going like this. Pick it up.
Okay.
Pick it up.
I don't know what else I got. That's it, I guess. What else did I get, Dorothy? Do you remember?
That's all you got.
That's all I got. Heck, I guess I wasn't very good. We'll see you soon, maybe.
Hopefully.
Yeah, goodbye. Now, who else wants to talk?
Now, did you turn it off?
No, it's still on.
Well, you're wasting it.
No, we're talking.
No, you can still talk by there. What do you want to talk, Uncle
G? I said my little speech. Didn't I, Kate?
Yep.
Did you get any snow for Christmas this year?
Didn't get no snow.
I told him that.
But the Steelers are going to win the Super Bowl and die with Dallas.
I had a dream that the Steelers lost, but then I had a dream the Pirates lost too, so I guess it doesn't mean anything.
That means good luck.
Usually dream the opposite of what's
happening. Mom's going to make a New Year's resolution to quit smoking, right,
I'll bet.
No, I'm not.
And Jenny made a resolution to do dishes.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
And Kathy made a resolution to quit fighting.
I did a Christmas tree, so Santa wouldn't see them.
And I didn't make any New Year's resolutions.
Yet.
That's right. I'll make a resolution to make my bed once a week.
Leonard's going to quit drinking beer.
Yeah.
He's going to lose weight.
I'm gonna. I'll make that. That's a resolution, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'll make a resolution that I'm not going to be hit by a car, truck anymore. Not going to fall down the steps and break the ribs.
Yeah, quit breaking them ribs on December 18th.
Every 18th. I'm gonna leave town on the 18th next year.
Stay in bed. The roof cave in. That's right. You have to get into a steel vault for that day.
Well, we'll be able to open the door then.
Yeah, you'll suffocate.
No escape.
You having fun playing with that doll, Leonard?
Mm-hmm. You haven't contacted the insurance office.
No, we're gonna call them.
You're gonna turn it off.
No, on the top. Wait,
oh, Mary.
April. Yeah. April 8th is about. Looks like a good promising date. I think I'm gonna come down that day, but I have to make arrangements yet, as far as how much and what Leonard has cooking.
That's when I'm going to Wisconsin.
How long are you gonna be there, Jen?
Probably say about 3 weeks, 4 weeks.
Boy, you're not
going
to give me a chance to
Mary,
go.
Oh,
there's 52 weeks
out of
the
year. She doesn't have to worry about getting tired of me.
I'm going to say how Sarah
looks. I don't do dishes, ma'am.
Marianne is a dishwasher. She has those two kids that
love it. I'm not a dishwasher.
How about windows?
Christine and Amy do that.
What?
Well, how about windows?
I don't do beds either.
I didn't see beds.
She changes a lot of diapers.
Yeah, she changes diapers.
I'll change.
She feeds
babies.
Yeah,
I'll nurse
John for you.
Yeah.
You got all these questions tonight.
Yeah, you can get up in the middle of the night.
He doesn't get up in the middle of the night.
I'll take the kids to preschool. We'll take Katie and Sarah to preschool.
Huh. Mommy.
Come here, let me wipe your nose. Here. Come here, I'm going to clean it.
Walk here, Chrissy and Amy too.
You can bring it New Year's Day.
At 43.
32.
Are we ready to start here? All right. Let's see, who is this? First of all, we want to identify ourselves. Don't have to yell? Oh, all right. Won't have to yell anymore. This is Larry Voigt Jr. Oh, I'm not supposed to yell. Sorry, I won't yell anymore. And what's your name, little girl?
Mary Lynn.
Mary Lynn. And who's that your name, little girl?
I'm a big girl.
Oh, big girl. What's your name, big girl?
Susie.
And what's your name, Curly? Susie. All right. And we all wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. From Indianapolis, Indiana.
Stop showing off.
Stop showing off. Okay, let's see. What do we want to say? First of all, we want to say hi to Chrissy, Amy, Sarah, and John Jeffrey Metz Jr.?
No.
No Junior. Sorry, Junior. No Junior. All right, now, what do we want to do? Let's sing him a song.
No.
No.
We are family.
Oh, the Steelers won yesterday.
Yes,
Jack will be very... Oh, yeah, the Cowboys. America's team. America's team. Myron Cope said America's team ought to cry in their beer. How do you like my beard? I got a beard.
Larry's grown a beard. It is yuck.
No, that's not yuck. It's beautiful.
It's yuck.
Blech.
I told him to accentuate his age.
His wife's age.
I said we were riding along in the car today. Did you ever notice that people wear beards that accentuate their age? I'm just speaking in general terms.
Well, we're supposed to be talking to Aunt Mem Mem. Aunt Mem Mem and Uncle Jack.
How's this going to get to them?
They're going to mail it. They're going to mail it. It'll probably get there before we get back to Indianapolis. Tell Uncle Dry we said hi on the tape. Oh, we're not supposed to say hi on the tape.
Tell Aunt Mem and Chrissy what you got for Christmas.
Yeah. Bonkers.
Bangers.
Bangers. What else?
Ashes. 12 in her stocking. Oh, no. I took that out after Santa left it. That's right. Cole's too expensive.
How's Ace? Say hi to Ace. We'll have to get down there and see John and
Maybe they could come see us on their way to Pittsburgh. Or they could come with their father when he comes to Indianapolis. Well, their dad comes to Indianapolis all the time. He could bring... He could bring the kids. He could take a business trip and a vacation at the same time and write it off.
I know, it said you don't have an excuse anymore. Now we have one more on you, so...
Yeah, but...
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
This is Adam's Christmas song. Jingle bells, Batman smells, 50 miles away. Pick your nose, Cheerios, and eat them every day.
Adam isn't here to say hello, so we'll all say hello for Adam. Right? Where's the speaker on this thing? Right here? Adam's over at Grandma McCracken's. Right.
And Susie and
Larry are leaving Mary Lynn and Cindy at Grandma Voice, and we're going to be gone for a day and a half. We are really going to miss those kids.
Grandma's so happy.
We will probably cry for a whole week. You'll miss my kisses. We just talked to the rosin bag on the phone. Everything seems fine down in Austin. Although it was 50 degrees here and we haven't had any snow yet, so you guys might as well move back. Right?
No snow. January hasn't come yet. The kids got ski snoots.
Ski snoots?
We got moon boots down the hill. That's big. We got moon boots.
We got astro boots and ski suits, and we don't have any snow.
Moon boots.
I gotta go to the bathroom.
No,
where's my beer? You guys keep talking. You are talking, Kat.
Oh, we talked through. I could talk through all the time.
Turn it on. We have a watch line to Dallas.
Why should we turn it off?
We don't have one.
We can hear everything we're saying.
He's gonna have one anywhere. Larry's gonna have a watch line, and we'll call you on the company.
That's what Kathy has. I'm gonna make one to.
Yeah, we're getting to watch Sandy.
Sandy's taller than Aunt Mem now, 5'3½", 105 pounds.
Not as wide yet.
Size 13 AA. Aww.
Susie's still wearing AA, too.
Can't trade bras anymore.
Men like
4'10".
Women, Cindy.
No, I'm wrong. She's
three.
No, you're taller than four.
Mary Lynn has a stiff neck.
Mary Lynn is talking to you sideways.
Adam's 5 going on 19.
What happened to your neck, Mary Lynn?
Oh, we were going, what? Oh, Mary Lynn wants to do baby chicken and old chicken for you. Take it away, Mary Lynn. Do the old chicken.
Show us. Yes, I could.
You can do one more. It won't hurt your muscles. Do old chicken.
Cindy will do it.
No, I won't.
Do the one of the hillbilly.
You can't see that one. You got to do an old chicken. They'll be able to hear you.
I can't do it. She does it real good.
Super old chicken. What about macho chicken? Can you do macho chicken?
This is a real serious one.
You can't do
macho
chicken.
Macho chicken.
What about conceited chicken?
Brock.
Ah, there be some old chicken. They aren't doing their
you better
own
not drink too much
beer.
You have to drive.
I only have to drive over to Putzo, Mother.
Like nagging
Grandma's
mother.
Still doing my job. He won't listen to me still after all these years.
Still nagging away here.
I'll have to invite Jack next time he comes up to play some racquetball. So we got a court right down the street he can come up and play. Bring your racket next time, Jack.
I'm bringing mine.
Huh?
I'm bringing mine.
Yeah.
Play
you.
That's right. Dorothy
so
and Kathy are going to come out and beat Larry. He's going down to play Jack Ham tomorrow.
I'm sure.
Jack Ham hurt. He's supposed to be one of the 10 best players in the country.
Might be able to beat him if he's got a broken ankle.
What else? Susie's got a stiff knee.
Susie has to have surgery on her knee.
Send me a card. I won't have anything to do.
You can write letters then.
What
we
else?
Will. Don't say.
What else do we have to talk? I guess that's all we
I liked say. Your Christmas note, Marianne. Thanks. She got me up on all the news. She had signed Mem, Jack, Amy, Sarah.
Christmas. Well, by the time you signed all those names, well, you didn't have time to write a letter.
She sent me the same card she sent me last year.
Oh, I did that too.
She said the same card? Mary Ann, buy new cards.
I do that too, but at least
they're boring.
Laura sent Jenny a card and came back. She mailed it to Berkshire.
Did they leave a forwarding address?
I still didn't get her address.
Mommy, my neck hurts.
So you'll probably be getting a card from Mary and Laura.
Who?
Mary Ann.
Oh. Did you burp?
Jenny. It's Jenny.
Pardon the burp.
That's from the Bears today.
Okay, Mary Lynn, thank you, burp. It was the car.
I was doing it. Mary Lynn can't do it.
And what?
Here we go.
Boy, if Adam were here, he could airplane in the... Airplane's a fart for yous that don't know. What, I talk like Southerners down here?
Then you said the other day...
Down there in Texas, there's rednecks.
No, yeah, fruit.
Banana. My name is Fruit.
How many, how far does this go, Dorothy?
You got the end.
403.
That's about halfway done.
Hey, you guys, you still awake? We're talking to you.
Yeah. This is about 25 minutes. If you do that, it makes it.
Maybe we ought to play this back and see if there's anything on here.
Sensors are coming.
Bye.
Wait a minute. We got to.
Bye.
Bye. We're gonna play it back and listen to it. Wait a minute. Let's see. Is there anything else we want to say? Anything else you want to say, Rose?
This is a state story.
Yeah, it is. It's the last day. You better go now.
Do they close early?
Who? What? Who?
There used to be lines going out of the state store all the way up the street.
Where?
Yeah, because we got to get going.
Go where?
All right, let's listen. Jack and Mem, Happy New Year. We are leaving for our New Year's Eve party now. Say hi to all the kids. Write us a letter.
Sarah,
come and see us.
John.
Say goodbye to them.
Bye.
Say goodbye to Ace.
Bye, Ace.
Say goodbye, Ace. Oh, you're talking to this thing. Goodbye, Ace.
Goodbye, Chrissy.
Goodbye, Sarah.
Goodbye, Sarah.
Goodbye, John.
See ya, John. And if you guys are going to be sending these tapes around, you send us one, and we'll listen to it. And then we can make a tape and forward it on. We ought to get a circle going. Like, you can send it to us, and we'll send it to Mom, and Mom can listen to it with Dorothy and the rest, and Jenny and them. And then we can record and get a circle going. All right? All right. Bye! Have one of these, so maybe we ought to get them involved in it too. Save on the phone bills, as our very money conscious mother just suggested. See ya. Here, okay. Now it's playing.
Yeah.
Just tell them.
Okay, Larry said Ray and Laura have a tape recorder too.
Ready, babe?
So you can send tapes to them.
You go to mass in the morning, you ought to wash your hair tonight and just let it air dry.
You hear me, Mary Lynn? If you're going to 10 o'clock mass, you be sure and wash your hair tonight.
What do we go tonight?
Hmm?
We can go to 6:30 tonight.
You want to go tonight? If you might not make it before you eat. But if you're going to go...